Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, as always, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thanks for letting me be here.
You are absolutely welcome. You come every week, and we always appreciate it. As we're nearing the end of August, September now is around the corner, starts on Monday, as 2025 continues to roll on here. But, you know, I think important to note that we'll start off here is most people probably think, oh, summer's done. That means farmer's market is no more. But no, that is not true. You go all the way through September, so there is still time for people to go out and get their fresh produce.
That's right. So it is something that, you know, end of summer, like you said, back to school, people's habits shift a little bit and we kind of forget about some of those things. But this is really the prime time for the farmers market with the different produce that is coming on and having more and more vendors join us throughout the season. So this really is the peak. We've got some vendors that we've lost to back to school time that, you know, their schedules don't allow for them to join us the whole season, but it is a good reminder that we have a full another month left of the farmers market. So four more chances to come on down, take part in, you know, what the vendors have to offer with seasonal produce, home baked goods and handcrafted items, honey, eggs, fresh cut flowers, things like that. And then we've got some kids nights still and then health and wellness as well. So on our third Thursday special event, we have that. We have one more of those. September 18th will be health and wellness night. So we've had a lot of fun with that, you know, back to school night, public safety night, community night. And it's just a great chance to get some special guests, as we call them, come down to the farmers market and really help fill out the space and provide an extra thing to stop by and see. And so health and wellness night is always great to have Dallas County Hospital and Perry Lutheran Homes and other community partners come on out and kind of share some information with those that attend. So not done yet, plenty of time to still come on out. And so enjoy the farmers market. It's been a great season so far, mostly great weather, I would say, for the most part, and a lot of great activities with kids night. And, you know, people enjoy the food vendors, more regular vendors, ongoing special guests. So it's just been a really full summer. And I've been very thankful to have Jade on board as the market manager, to have an extra pair of hands at the market, which has been really great. So people have gotten to know her and she's had fun with different photos and reels and things like that to kind of showcase this event that goes on for four whole months.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know it's a lot of work that you and the rest of the chamber really pour in and really appreciate your help. And yeah, I mean, I was out at the back to school night. I really love like the theme nights that you guys have. You know, I think it's really a great turnout. I know the public safety night is also a very popular one with all the different law enforcement bringing out their vehicles and stuff like that. So I guess just what has it meant to be able to do that and give to the community and the kids and stuff like that?
Yeah, so anyone is welcome to join us anytime. But when we have those special events, it makes more sense to have some of these special guests around that theme. And then people can kind of pick and choose when they come. And then, you know, it's not so stark when there's an information booth kind of mixed in with these other booths that are selling items. So this is a great platform for the community members to connect with each other and engage. And that's what I really love about the farmers market every week is seeing those familiar faces, new faces. People are stopping and lingering and chatting and seeing an old friend or really getting to know their vendors and where their food is coming from. The vendors love coming back week after week, year after year. So we've really kind of built this up over the last 7 years that I've been a part of it to be more than an event, more than, you know, a market itself. It really is kind of a community gathering space. And with the different currency programs that we help facilitate, it's just a great access point for fresh foods. And so really proud of how we've grown that, and it's really a great resource for our community in a lot of ways, and that social networking, you know, capacity, kind of that getting out and seeing people, and then also that food insecurity piece as well, so that we can kind of do our part in helping out. But again, with the member engagement, again, providing that platform for people to connect, meet new customers, things like that. So yeah, and I guess just a reminder for the different currency programs that we have, we are a certified market for SNAP and Double Up food bucks. Not every market is, but that's an extra layer that we provide. So for folks that have SNAP EBT, they can come to the information booth, swipe their card, get SNAP tokens to use at the market vendors. for eligible items. That also doubles that dollar with Double Up Food Bucks to spend on fruits and vegetables, which is a really great program, you know, so you're getting twice as much as what you've put into it. And then also fortunate to work with the Perry Food Pantry, and with the customers there, they get vouchers to spend at the market. That's been a great opportunity to kind of help extend and stretch those dollars a little bit for folks. And then partnering with Iowa PBS Kids has been a great program to not only have activities for kiddos that are early literacy and learning and getting out and being more comfortable in that space, then they also get some kids bucks to go spend. And so it's really fun to watch the kids and what they're saving their money for and what they're after. And you can kind of see them thinking about, okay, can I afford this, or am I going to wait for next week? And it's just really fun and another fun layer to the event overall. And then for those vendors that are certified to accept them, there's also the Farmers Market Nutrition Program for WIC and seniors. So another layer to kind of this alternative currency beyond cash, or if people, individual vendors accept Venmo or credit cards. So there's just a lot of different details that go into it. It can be a little complicated. We've got little guides that say this currency is okay for this and that, and this is okay for this and that. But it's something that our vendors definitely call out as something that's different than other markets, because we take the time to facilitate those programs and really benefits the market and their businesses, but then also, again, bringing people down to enjoy the market.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, thank you for running through all of that with the farmers market. And before we get you out of here, a few save the dates with September coming up. Obviously, you always have your chamber coffee and sip and shop, so you can kind of just give the save the date, and we'll dive more into that a little later.
Yeah, so the second Friday of September is the 12th, and we will be at Perry Waterworks for our monthly chamber coffee. That's at 8 a.m. I invite people to attend and check that out. And then we've got dates set for the next Sip and Shop, and actually a fall open house as well. So Friday, September 19th, 4 to 7 is the September Sip and Shop with participating merchants. And then the very next day, Saturday, September 20th, will be a fall open house, 10 to 3, so that you can kind of get out and see what's all new for fall, and even a sneak peek for holiday items to support local businesses.
Awesome. Well, thanks for going over that. And of course, I know with Labor Day weekend this weekend, not too much going on, but obviously just a great time to get together and be with family and friends.
Yeah, definitely. We don't have any events going on this weekend, but surrounding communities do. So just hope everyone is safe and healthy over the weekend, and we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, that is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, as always, really appreciate the time. And yeah, we'll check in again next Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.